Just dropping in to sign off for the weekend. We're currently having a barbecue and we're preparing food for 60 people. About 60 people. The hike was so tough. It was so tough. Any final words?
No, I'm glad I came. I didn't feel like I get towards the end, but yeah, it was a really good day and we had a really nice time. Just what a hike. But that banner drop at the end was so good. Such a massive banner, big reaction, and everyone felt it was perfect end to it. It's like we're just slogged up there, banner drop, and now we're home and now we're grilling. So
we're all absolutely knackered. So we're gonna sign off, but we'll see you all again soon. Bye bye.
Good evening, everybody. I hope you are all well, and I hope everybody liked that little introduction. That was, of course, our annual summer camp and hike. And as you can see, it was a resounding success. In fact, it was the biggest we have ever done, with pushing 150 people in attendance. And that is what we're going to be discussing first. But before we do that, I'm going to say, good evening, Laura. How are you doing? Are you feeling okay? You've been a bit under the weather, but you are soldiering on and you are with us.
Hey, I'm actually ill. I've got flu and so is Sam. But I've got Sam sat next to me. If I have to tag team him and he can come in and take over, we'll see how it goes, but hopefully it'll be all right. But apart from that, everything is going good. And it's been a really, really good month for PA during July. We had two big spikes in registrations. The first one was just after the camp. And the second one was after all the mainstream media hit pieces. So I guess we're going to talk about the camp first. So let's jump straight in.
Well, first and foremost, hello, everybody. And I'm going to go through a few things with the stream. We are live tonight on Odyssey, DLive and RadioAlbion.com. Now, if you are watching on any of those sites and if you would like to ask questions or if you would like to contribute to the stream, you can contribute via Entropy. That is where you can make donations. That is also where you can ask questions. You can ask questions tonight and we will answer all questions and read out all paid super chats on stream. So if you want to contribute financially, please do so through Entropy. Those links will be going into the chats now, and you can, as I said, ask non-paid or paid questions, and it doesn't matter which you ask, we will be answering them all at the end of the show. No question shall go unanswered. Now, if you want to contribute via other methods, the best way is by crypto or by bank transfer. All my cryptos are available online. And if you want to donate via a crypto you can't see or via bank transfer, please write to me at mark@thefallofwesternman.com. That is mark@thefallofwesternman.com. So, Laura, the most pressing question, did you enjoy yourself at the camp?
I did. It was so much fun. I would probably even say it was the best weekend that I've had this year so far. And it was tough because, again, I was poorly. Do you know what? I bet everyone thinks I'm some sort of hypochondriac. But since I got pregnant, I'm getting everything. I think my immune system is just screwed. And it's like I'm sick and then I get over it and then I'm sick again and then I get over it and I'm sick again. But I was poorly at the camp and I lost my voice. So I was struggling to speak to people. And the hike was really, really, really tough because it was boiling. There was no rain. It was just a really long slog in the heat. But it was such a good weekend. It was amazing to just meet all the other regions because this felt like the first year where it wasn't just a group of people that were PA. It were lots of separate groups representing different regions in PA, and we all came together. And it was just an amazing weekend. I do have to give two shout outs, actually. The first is to all of the regional organisers, because this weekend was supposed to be your weekend off. You know, you were supposed to just come and hang out and chill out and have a good time and that. But the ROs worked throughout the weekend and made sure that they got all of their guys there, made sure that their guys had all the right equipment, knew where they were going, made sure that no one were left by themselves, made sure that everyone had food. And I was just so impressed with the quality of people that we've appointed as regional organisers. Every single one of them did such a stellar job. And the second shout out that I have to give is to the people who volunteered to do security. So we had, I would say, maybe 15 people doing security. Not people that we paid, but PA supporters who volunteered to not go on the hike or to do, a guard duty through the night, just to make sure that they kept everyone safe. And I know that I felt safer going to bed on that Saturday night after we'd done the banner, knowing that there were a group of men patrolling our area and keeping us safe. And obviously I'm pregnant, so I'm a little bit soft at the moment. And there was another woman there who was pregnant as well. There were kids. I think the youngest attendee that we had was 1 year old. There were lots of women there. So it was just really nice knowing that we had all these guys, many of them who were ex-forces, all of them can handle themselves, volunteering their time to keep us safe. So yeah, shout out to everyone who volunteered to do security as well. But it was an amazing weekend. And I think the videos and the photographs that we've got, you know, people are still talking about it. And it was a few weeks ago now. People seem really hyped up and enthusiastic about it.
Well, it was something truly special. And people have to remember, we started these in 2018 and there was just 12 people in attendance. And to grow from 12 people to around 145 in 4 years, and for us to double our numbers last year, because last year we had around 70, and this year I counted about 145 exactly. Laura said there was slightly more because there was lots of people who arrived on the Saturday evening just for the social who didn't want to do the hikes. 125 took part in the two hikes that took place that day. Well, actually, there was three, because three ladies went and did a ladies' hike where they went to some rather nice scenic gardens. It was absolutely brilliant. It was an incredible weekend, from just meeting all those wonderful people, spending time with people, being able to have a chat. It was just brilliant. It was absolutely fantastic. And it really did raise my spirits. Now, I have had quite a few emails from people who have said to me, Mark, I didn't get an email about this event. I'd love to come in future. Well, everyone who's previously been to a PA event got an email about this. And everyone who is a vetted activist or supporter who is involved in our regional groups got notified about this. So if you want to attend events like this, get in touch with the regional structure, get yourself vetted, and you will be invited along. And hopefully next year we'll have even more people. What a wonderful weekend. And I'd like to say some special thank yous myself. I'd, of course, like to thank the regional organisers. I would like to thank everyone who came along. I would like to thank people who came along previously and helped set the foundations for this. And I'd like to send a special thank you to Laura and Sam. They worked so hard that weekend. It was just, they really, really helped pull it together. And I got to say, when you're pulling off an event like this, it is stressful. And the only thing in your mind when you're doing it is you want everyone else to have a good time. It takes weeks and weeks, months of planning. It actually costs people who are organizers, people like myself and Laura, hundreds of pounds. We spend more money on the campsite than we get back because people don't turn up. We spend more time and money on this than people understand. And what we care about most is making sure people have a wonderful time. And when I walked around that campsite on Saturday night and I saw hundreds of people camping there, people who had come for the evening, people from my campsite who'd wandered up to Laura's campsite, and I saw everyone round little barbecues, round fires, kids playing games, people playing traditional folk music, new faces, old faces, and I saw everyone happy, everyone having a wonderful time. That is why we do this. That is the end goal. That is the end game. It's building a community. It's seeing those happy faces. It's seeing people who are lighting up because they are so, so happy to be around their own. They're so happy to be in a community. They're so happy to finally be able to talk to other people on their level. That is why we do this. And I remember walking away just setting from this and building on it. And the next thing that
We actually cut out then for about 30 seconds. Can you just check the connections working everywhere?
I think, we're just going to have to continue because it'll all be saved and we can put it up. So don't worry about that. It should be coming back online. It should be back online now. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
I can't find anything on DLive or Odyssey.
Oh, Odyssey's back up.
No, it's still live. It's still live on. It's live on Odyssey. But I was saying, we're going to have to build on this. And the first way that we will be building on this is in a couple of weekends' time. Now, obviously, we began something last year, and that was our Indigenous Peoples Day protests, which have grown quite well, got off to a massive, massive start. Hundreds of different groups around the world carried out activism last year on Indigenous Peoples Day. And that activism was a bold statement. It was that white lives matter. And this year, we're doing it all again. Now, Laura, you are our intrepid webmaster. You are the person who puts up the articles and keeps people informed of what's going to happen. So do you want to say a little bit about our forthcoming activity?
Yeah, well, if you go to the Patriotic Alternative website, it should be right at the top on the homepage. It says Day of Action, join us for Indigenous People's Day 2021. If it isn't showing up for you, if you go to Play Your Part in Activism, it should be on there, Indigenous People's Day 2021. And basically the plan is just the same as last year, to spam White Lives Matter wherever we can. Last year we had over 100 photographs. So we're hoping to get even more photographs this year. we've got people across the Western world who have volunteered to get involved. And it is actually on the 9th of August. So a week on Monday. So there's, 9-10 days to go. This year is going to be a little bit more exciting because we're having a competition between the regions. And I know that they're getting quite competitive already. We do have a trophy for the winning region, which says White Lives Matter Activism Champions on it. We'll tie your flag to this as well. So it might be the Yorkshire flag, the Scotland flag, the Wales flag. And we're also going to use your photographs, videos and stuff in all our promo material. So, yeah, if you can't do the activism on the Monday, because obviously it is a Monday and some people will be at work, feel free to do it on the weekend and send in your pictures over the weekend. But yeah, I think it's going to be big. We're already getting quite a lot of emails about it and people saying, oh, I'm in Australia, can I get involved? Or I'm in America, can I get involved? So yeah, we're hoping to get more than 100 photos this year. And it doesn't matter how big your activism is. I mean, you could get a massive banner and like hang it from some big government building if you wanted to, or you could just put up a couple of stickers legally, of course, or just hold up a poster in the countryside somewhere. It doesn't have to be some big extravagant thing. We're just looking for quantity. But the best photograph will win the title this year.
Excellent. Well, we've had some good news, and now we've got a bit of unfortunate news. We heard from the Electoral Commission this month. They have again rejected our application, and they have rejected it on grounds of equality. Now, last time they rejected it, they said that part of our constitution was that people were welcome to join the organisation and we would have a membership system, and that membership system would be open to anybody who broadly agreed with our aims and objectives. They came back to us and said, you're asking people to broadly agree with issues such as pushing back against the LGBT agenda, pushing back against burkas, pushing back against other parts of the multicultural system. So by asking for people to join an organization like that, I'll give you the exact policies. These are the policies they object to. We object to full face coverings, and we say full face coverings will be banned in public and there will be no religious exemption to this. We said employers will no longer be forced to provide prayer rooms or special conditions for religious groups. The Electoral Commission object to that. We said private enterprises have the right to restrict their employees' display of any religious symbols as they see fit. They had a problem with that. We said those resigning on the grounds of religious objections to working practices will no longer be instantly eligible for state benefits. They have a problem with that. And we also said these are the five things that they claim are discriminatory. And we said The traditional family will be promoted as an ideal to be striven for and emulated. No public body will promote any alternative as either equal or superior to the traditional family. To that end, children will be protected from exposure to sexualized material or LGBT propaganda in all public institutions. They have objected to that and said that we couldn't say that people needed to broadly agree with those statements if they were to join us. So we changed the constitution saying anyone could join regardless of their views or opinions. Thus, we weren't discriminating. And then they said to even have that policy or to even have those policies as a membership organization with a membership, and I will again bring up the document. Sorry, I just closed it there. I'll again bring up the document. And they said that because we would be any association, including a political party that has at least 25 members and which selects members under the association's rules, is subject to the prohibition on discrimination in section of 101 of the Equalities Act. And it states that an association must not discriminate in the arrangements they make for deciding who to admit as a member. And what they're saying is it contains provisions which we would be indirectly discriminating against persons with protective characteristics because they might feel that it was difficult, if not impossible, to support us. So this is absolutely ridiculous. We have consulted a solicitor. We will be going back to them. But what they're doing is basically illegal because they're saying that because they believe that people might feel that they are unable to join PA because of its policies, we can't be a party. What if you feel that you can't join the Green Party because of its policies? I feel I can't join Labour because of its open door immigration policies. Is that discrimination? These people are being absolutely undemocratic. We will keep fighting this and we will be speaking to a solicitor more as we reform our constitution based on the fact that we are not allowed to be a party which has a membership of above 25 people, which puts us in an interesting situation, but we have a way to do this. More or less, they've put us in a position now where we either have to have a very clever constitution or we have to drop our policies. And what they're saying is any party that stands on a traditional platform, a Christian platform, or a platform that talks about European rights and values will be banned and will be prevented from forming. And there has been another case of this. There was a black Christian party in London that had lapsed its registration. It tried to re-register before the last GLA election, and they were barred from re-registering, even though they had previously been registered, because the Electoral Commission said that their party talked about Christian values and talked about LGBT propaganda. And because of that, despite them being a black Christian party, they were not allowed to register. So this isn't just affecting us. This isn't just a matter of our constitution. This isn't a matter of us not ticking the correct boxes. It's the fact that parties, multiple, are now being barred from standing in elections for not having the right opinion. Now, if we keep going down this line, and they keep blocking us, we can do one of two things. We can either A, ultimately, say, well, stuff you, we'll stand as nationalist independents, as several of the nationalist parties do, or B, we can drop our policies and give in to their demands. And if it comes to making one of those two decisions, I will put it to our supporter base and ask you guys, do you want us to drop our policies? Do you want us to give in and change what we stand for and water things down? Or do you want us to stand as nationalist independents with the backing of Patriotic Alternative as an independent organization? That will be up to you, but you can trust us. We are putting our all into this. Now, Laura, do you have anything to say on this before we move on to some more exciting announcements?
Yeah, just two very quick points. First of all, it's obviously just discrimination against Patriotic Alternative, and they have some sort of fear of us becoming a political party because it's ridiculous to say someone might disagree with your policies, therefore they cannot join. What on earth are you talking about? I disagree with like 99% of the policies of all the other parties, therefore I can't join. I couldn't join the Labour Party because they agree with open borders, and I think it's discriminatory against British people because it makes us a minority in our own country. So should they be deregistered as a party? It's just ridiculous. But I think this sends a message, because what they're essentially saying is that if you actually want to change anything in this country, you're not allowed to do it. If you actually think that full face veils should be banned, no, sorry, you're not allowed to be a party. That's never allowed to be changed. If you think that there shouldn't be prayer rooms for all these crazy religions in employment places, then, you know, no, sorry, you're not allowed to change that. You're not allowed to be a political party. And they're basically saying to us that the way things are now, that's the way that it's going to stay. And if you're actually genuinely countering the system, then we're not going to let you through. So thanks for highlighting that you're doing that. We're going to make sure that everyone knows about it. And I agree with Mark that we'll listen to our support base when it comes to whether you want us to take those 5 points out or whether you just want us to stand as independents. I mean, those 5 points still leaves so much more in our 20-point plan if we were to remove those. And I think things like, you know, the traditional family unit being what people should strive for, I think that would come through anyway, you know, without us actually having that written down. So we'll see what you guys say. But they're obviously scared of Pierre becoming a party for some reason.
Indeed they are. But despite us being knocked back by the Electoral Commission, we are still making massive strides forward, both in the numbers of people signing up and with our new initiatives. And we have a special guest now, the first of two special guests tonight, who is coming on to talk about one of these initiatives. It is none other than everybody's favourite master of the physical universe, the master of training, Charlie Big Potatoes himself. How are you doing tonight, my friend?
I'm very well, thank you. Can you hear me okay?
I certainly can. Professional setup as ever, my friend.
As per usual, you know that, Mark. That's just what people have come to expect from Charlie Big Potatoes now. I've been kicked out the house. We've got family over. So there's three screaming kids running around, and I can't guarantee that, you know, that they wouldn't be coming into the room when I was doing the show, so I decided to do it in the car, if that's okay.
Mate, it certainly is, because we've got a big announcement tonight, haven't we? And I'm going to let you announce it. I'm going to let you talk about what you've set up and how we are going to be helping our supporters and activists through your excellent work. So take it away, my friend.
Thanks very much, Mark. We've started Patriotic Alternative Fitness Clubs, and they are clubs that you can join through Patriotic Alternative to help yourself get fit and to get yourself in good shape. And it's not, you don't have to be looking to get big in the gym. You don't have to be looking for, you know, really good athletic results. A lot of the people that join are just coming on because they've got a little bit of extra weight that they want to shift, or they just want to, you know, the sedentary, they've been living a bit of a sedentary lifestyle, and they understand now that you can't afford to be doing that. You can't afford to be doing that. Our people need to be fit and healthy in this day and age. It's that simple. So, yeah, you can join up through PA. If you are a fully vetted member, then you can go to the PA fitness clubs, and each region has its own club. And I think the most active at the moment would be, you know, the other regions are going to be going mental, but I think the most active at the moment would probably be Scotland. They're producing some videos for us as we speak. There's been I'm about to put up on the channel something so that people can send in videos of themselves training, and then they can we're going to do a shorter montage where people can see, you know, how the lads are getting fit and active. There's been a couple of competitions that we've done, a couple of press up competitions, pull up competitions, row machine competitions, things of that nature. But again, it's not all about, you know, being Superman. It's some people literally just want to learn how to get a bit of weight off and don't want to lead a sedentary lifestyle anymore. And yeah, I'm excited to announce it. Thanks very much.
Well, that is not the only announcement we have regarding fitness tonight. This is a little bit of a surprise. I don't know if I've even mentioned this yet to Charlie himself, but I have a little bit of a screen share to do. Because a few of you might remember one of the first events that we actually held before PA was formalized was an outdoor event called Lunacy Run, or we attended one. And I'm happy to say, for the first time in quite a long time, Lunacy Run is back. It was off last year in April. It was off last year in September. It was off this year in April. So there's been three of these events that haven't gone ahead because of COVID lockdowns, but it is back this September. And here is the poster for the next Lunacy Run, the September Sadist. It is going to be held in a little village in Lincolnshire. A number of us will be going along to this. It's 11 a.m. on Sunday, the 26th of September. I will be competing in that with a number of different people. I'm hoping, Laura, do you think Sam will be competing in this? Can you ask him?
I thought you were going to ask me if I'd
be competing. Will you be competing in this? Will you be the first pregnant woman to ever complete Lunacy Run?
I don't think so. What are you saying, Sam? You're going to do it September?
Yeah, sure, I'll do it.
Sam says yes.
Sam, are you going to give me a run for my money? I think the best I ever came was 12th or 13th out of about 300 runners. So I've done very well at this in the past, but I am getting older. I am getting slower. So I'm hoping that Sam's going to give me a run for my money. It is a competitive event. It's 10K. It's a hardcore assault course. People who have been before will know that it's an awful, awful lot of fun. And if you want to come and join in, if you want to come and get involved, make sure you do. And if there's enough people, we could always do something. Well, maybe not something afterwards. Actually, we probably can't do something after this because you get absolutely covered in mud. A lot of it involves running through a river, climbing up the sides of a very steep valley with ropes. You're going under cargo nets. There's bits where you actually have to swim under a bridge and hold your breath for a while. It's absolutely fantastic. Sadly, though, Charlie, you can't obviously make this because you are over in Spain. But is this the kind of event you would be interested in? Charlie, have we lost you? Can you hear us? Can you unmute?
Sorry, Mark, say that again.
I said, is that the kind of event you would be interested in if you could get along to it?
Yeah, 1,000,000%. I mean, I'm going to be back in the UK next year, so I'll give you a run for your money. Not a problem. No problem.
Superb. Well, is there anything else you want to say about the fitness before we move on?
Yeah, join the PA Fitness Club's Telegram channel. There's a bunch of good lads in there already, posting physique of a Friday. And we've got Jake Steel City lad. He's one of the admins in there. He's really active. He's getting everybody motivated and putting stuff out for them to see his workouts. He's another one of the lads who's really just took it on and ran with it, and it's took on a life of its own. He's from, I think, the Northeast region. But yeah, there's been a few lads who really, really impressed me. And, sorry. He's from Yorkshire. Oh, sorry. My apologies. there's been some top lads who have met through it already, and some of the regions have got some absolutely really, really fit lads who I wasn't expecting, to be honest. But yeah, join PAFC Telegram. And if you want to get fitter, if you want advice on diet, if you want advice on general health and fitness, it's all in there. There's a good community already there. So, yeah, join up.
Well, thanks so much, Charlie. I hope you have a good evening. I hope you go and enjoy your time with your family and your guests. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for all your hard work. And to everyone in the chat, the links will be on the BitChute and Odyssey replay for the Telegram groups that Charlie's talking about. So thanks so much, Charlie, and I will see you again soon, my friend.
Perfect. Thanks very much. See you later. Ta-ra, Lola.
So that is another good development for PA, helping build communities, helping people stay fit, helping people make friends. But on the political front, we also have a development. We are launching a new leaflet. Now, most of you will know now about the COVID tyranny. Back in April, the government were announcing that there wouldn't be vaccine passports, that there wouldn't be a passport system used in pubs, restaurants, bars, clubs, that people would be able to go back to normal. But a day or so before England were in the European Championship final, the government did a big U-turn and tried to bury that news under the news about the football. So PA are already prepared to push back against this, and we have a new leaflet at the ready. No to vaccine passports. We demand our freedom. This will be the fourth leaflet that PA has produced in relation to the COVID pandemic. We had a leaflet out almost straight away, calling it out as a scamdemic. We had a leaflet against forced vaccinations. We had a leaflet against the lockdown, saying Brits locked down whilst borders are open. And now we have no vaccine passports. We demand our freedom. This is our third leaflet on this very, very important issue. It's a double-sided A5 leaflet, as always. There's text on the back. There's a nice picture on the front, so it's very, very high impact on the front. But on the back, there's plenty of information for people who want more information and wish to get involved. This isn't up on the website now. It's just being spell checked. I finished it off today. There's a couple of little typos, I've been informed. But this will be up over the weekend or at Monday at the latest. You'll be able to print them off yourself on a home printer or download it in a print-ready format so you can get it printed at one of the many online print-on-demand printers. This is something that branches and groups can put out, or you can put out as an individual. What do you think to this new leaflet, Laura? How important is it that we keep pushing back against this COVID tyranny?
Yeah, I think it's very important and potentially the most important thing that we should be talking about at the moment. I know we talk a lot about things like demographics, you know, like the Pakistani rape gangs and stuff, immigration, the education system. There are all these topics that PA focuses on a lot. But the public are interested in COVID right now because it's so imminent and it's such a big threat. I mean, Sam and I spoke about it on our show Tea Time with Sam and Laura on Monday. And we spoke about how, yeah, it might start off with nightclubs and, you know, like gigs and football matches and stuff. But what if it changes to restaurants and then it changes to shops? How are people going to be able to function as members of society? So it's something that we really do need to push back on. And it's something that we get contacted about a lot as well. And I think people are looking to PA to give our take and to give a response to it. So now we have leaflets. And as always, they're available to download on the PA website. And you can either meet up with your regional group, or you can just go solo or with a group of mates and get them out for us. But yeah, I think it's a fantastic leaflet and it's a very necessary one.
Well, thank you very much. Now, we have another announcement. This is another new group. Now, as people know, for the past, I think we're going up to 9 months now, we have been doing different community streams. And one of the community streams that has been very interactive has been the gaming streams. We've done the Warzone tournaments, we've done retro gaming, and we will be doing more of these. Me and Sam are going to be doing a gaming night soon, playing PUBG together. He's installed it. He thinks he's getting good. So hopefully we'll be a good team. But we have started our own PA Gaming Telegram group. Now, that is also there for people to chat, people to meet, people to share their experiences, just like the PA Fitness group. It's on Telegram. The link is in the description below on BitChute or on Odyssey. You can join this group. You can meet like-minded people. You can meet up for online gaming sessions. You can hopefully make friends. This is just another way we are building communities on a deeper level. And as I said, I think a couple more have just joined, or one person just joined as we speak. There's now 273 people in there. The chat is pretty good. If you go in there, please do respect the rules, though. It is mainly a gaming chat, not just for general political discussion. It's where you can meet people and arrange to do things as a group. But that is another feather in our cap. And we will be starting other groups like that so that we are active, not just on a political level, but on a social level as well. Because remember, this isn't just about putting out the leaflets. This isn't just about making political changes. This is about making social changes. This is about bringing people together. And on the back of that, we will be holding our 9th Warzone tournament this Sunday night. Ethan Ralph's in again. It'll be 8 p.m. UK time. The announcement for that event will be going up on this up on my Telegram channel just after this stream ends, telling you how you can get involved. Laura, you're not a big gamer yourself, but Sam will be getting involved. What do you think to this initiative?
Well, when you just said that you were having a stream of PUBG with him, what did you say, Sam? He said, oh, nice to be informed, because he didn't know that he was doing that with
I
you.
I told him this. The COVID has obviously given him a fuzzy brain. Either that, or he's worried that he's going to get shown up.
He said he thought it was just you and him having a good time by yourselves.
I know. It's got a little embarrassing. Like, if I want to play a game with Sam, I have to ask Laura. I have to, Laura, can Sam come out and play tonight? Is it okay? He's like, only if he eats his supper. And then he's allowed to play two PUBGs and no more. And has to come in and wash behind his ears before bed. Are you going to let Sam...
Don't be spreading that rumour around, because people will believe it. Sam definitely wears the trousers in our house. And when you text me that, I said that he can do whatever he wants, but he's sick like I am. So we've actually both spent the day just sat on our laptops in bed trying to get as much work done as possible. But yeah, hopefully you'll be better by then, won't you?
No, I'll be better by then.
It was quite funny, actually, because Laura did drop Sam in it. Sam had been boasting to me that despite their positive COVID test, it was like water off a duck's back. He was manning it up. He was packing tea. He'd be gaming later. I text Laura joking, saying, is he allowed to play out? And I get a message back. Technically he is, but he's lying in bed, moaning like a big girl, so he won't be playing. And I was like, oh, gutted. Poor Sam. Hopefully they will both be back to full strength soon. Do you have anything to add to this brutal mocking, Sam, before we move on?
Do you have anything to say, Sam?
No, just when I return to full strength, I will strike back at him.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, he is coming back at full strength, and I shall be hiding. But we do have...
He won't admit that he's poorly.
No.
He's too much of a bloke to admit that he's poorly.
Well, you're a better man than me, Sam, because I spent a couple of days in bed with the same thing as you guys had, and I felt rotten. I felt rotten. Now, we do have another special guest now. Him and his lovely wife have managed to avoid the coof. Hello, Patriot. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well, thanks. How are you? All recovered?
I'm feeling a lot better. I was feeling a bit bruised last time we spoke. Me and the Patriot had a Street Fighter grudge match. I had just come down with the coof. I was sweating buckets. And we drew, and I took it rather badly, didn't I?
Just a little bit. You were sweating. I did accuse you of sweating, but it turns out you were sweating from the COVID, not so much from the beatdowns.
It wasn't a beatdown. I won more games, but
you did,
we
you
drew
did, you did.
In terms of sets. But
you did.
I do take losing rather badly, and I was a bit salty that night. A bit salty, and afterwards I felt rotten. And the next day I felt so bad I couldn't get to sleep. But you are back with us for the Warzone tournament. You're an avid gamer. Are you enjoying the new PA gaming group?
Yeah, it's definitely taken off. A lot of faces, and it's just another string to the PA bow of different communities you can get involved with. So I think it's pretty decent. It attracts a lot of different crowds and age groups, you know, to just get together.
So now we're back as super friends. You won't be shooting me in the back on Sunday night.
No, should be fine. I've got the ammo. I'm packed. I'm ready.
You're ready. And I've got to say a huge thank you to the Patriot, because him and his lovely wife were at the camp. They were at the camp at the in July, early this month, and they helped out massively with the cooking of the food. We did a barbecue on my campsite. We had about 60 sausages. Euro took the record this year, managing to put away six of our gourmet hot dogs with the Mexican cheese and the crispy onions. I couldn't believe he ate six of them, but he did. Broke Nativist Concerns record of five. Will you be at the camp next year? Anyone in the audience, can you beat eating six gourmet hot dogs? Or will Euro come and break his own record? Who knows? But thank you, Patriot, and thank you to your lovely wife. It was lovely to meet her for the first time.
You're welcome.
A wonderful nationalist couple. They helped out immensely. But what have you been up to this month with the Patriotic Arts community?
Okay, so as you know, we have a monthly theme, a creative challenge for all artists to artists or creators, whether it's you know, an artist, a graphic designer, illustrator, musician. We have a set theme, and we all come together, create something, and then I'll do a compilation video of that. And this month's theme was voted in twice, actually, for White Boy Summer. So yeah, it's been a different challenge, different to the usual aesthetic and content that we put out, but it, yeah, I'm happy with how it turned out. It was a bit more lighthearted this month, so yeah, it's fun.
So do you want me to play the video?
Yeah, go for it.
Right, here goes. This is the Patriot and the Patriotic Arts community White Boy Summer. Here goes. Let's see if this works. Let's make sure it's not going mad first.
White boy summer's never gone.
White boy summer,
we'll head out in the morning to the beach out in the sun. Catch a tan and catch a wave, and all the white boys gonna have some
white boy summer.
I'm getting that any
summer. Now we
never steal our thunder. And now it's White Boy Summer.
One, two, three, yeah!
Well, that was fantastic.
Yeah,
Patriot, that was one of the best. And I've just realized actually there's a bit at the end. There is
a tiny bit and a little outro. I think you put
like a little Easter egg at the end. I'm gonna have to start
a little Easter egg. There is a little Easter egg.
It's coming back. I thought it was over. You've got to warn me about these things.
Just worried about where we're going from here. Is it this stratosphere, man? Is it the ionosphere with the madness and the mania as one guiding force? We could go ahead and take the whole.
Got to squeeze a bit of the Hulk in there, you know, for a bit of a white pill drop, you know. But yeah, it was fun. It was different to the usual content and that, but different vibe. But I'm glad we did it in the end. And on to the next one.
So the big HH, Hulk Hogan, of course, was in there. Everyone's favorite wrestler who says naughty things that he potentially shouldn't say. But what is going to be next? I don't think you're going to beat this next month. I can't imagine anything being better than that. That's the best one so far. And the Hulk Hogan and all the 80s references. I absolutely loved that, mate. That was top notch. I will definitely take the draw on the nose now. I will call that a draw rather than saying that. I won't even mention that I won more games than you for at least a week or so now, because that was so good.
It was just want to make a point though. Some of every week the music is, you know, created by some people in our circles, and same this week, people did their own music from scratch on the theme. And it's just amazing, really. We'll put it together and there we are.
It is, mate. So what is the theme for next month? Oh, Laura hasn't even said anything, but she's looking a bit under the weather. So I don't know whether to give her more time off or let her talk more. Do you want to talk more or talk less?
Well, I just want to say I thought it was brilliant, really inspiring and funny, and obviously nostalgic as well to watch it. And I've actually... I joined their Telegram group this month because they've been doing some work for me and Sam for Grandma Towelers, and the quality of people in the patriotic arts community is just immense. We've got a new packaging design for Grandma Towelers loose leaf tea, which me and Sam will be revealing on Monday on our show. But it was so difficult to pick one because every illustration that came back to us was so good. And I actually felt so bad that I couldn't just pick them all, because to turn down something which is so quality, because everything's so quality, it's a horrible situation to be in. But we're hoping to any illustration that we need, we're going to be going to the patriotic arts community, because they're just so talented.
Yeah, that's good to know. Definitely agree with that. So anyway, next month's theme is, we're actually going to be helping out with the drop on the 8th of August. So we're basically going to be creating some artworks that other people can share. So we're wanting people to get involved, and the images that we create, we're going to make them open to everyone and anyone, for people who can't get out especially, to just, you know, do their bit and help promote them on social media. So that's how we're getting involved. And then obviously we're going to have the monthly theme, which is currently being voted on. And the forerunner for that is 14 words. So we'll see how it pans out.
Well, look, thank you so much, Patriot, for being with us tonight. Thank you for all your work. Thank you to the excellent members of your community. I've got to say, there was one particular video in there, or a couple of them, I noticed by by people who have been producing regular stuff from you from the start. Absolutely wonderful. And again, it's testament to how this community's grown. We've got a gaming group, an arts group, we've got a fitness group. I think there's potential for so much more, and it's all bearing such wonderful fruit. So thank you so much. And we'll be seeing you again on Sunday night at 8 p.m.
Yes, definitely. And just want to drop the link to so people know where to go if they want to get involved. It's t.me/patriotic arts community. Or if you just want to tune in and view the art pieces dropped, then it's t.me/patriotic arts.
Superb. Thank you very much, Patriot. I will add that link to the description this evening. It's not in the description, but I'll pop it in. Thank you so much for your time, my friend. Have a great evening, and I'll see you on Sunday at 8 p.m.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot, guys. Cheers, then. Have a good night.
Night, mate. Well, that was the Patriot, and another fantastic month from the Patriotic Arts community. But it's not been just about art, fitness, gaming. It's not just been about camping. It has been about so much more this month. We have 7 regional reports that Laura is going to talk you through. Hopefully she will manage it before she collapses and gets taken to the ICU by Sam, if he hasn't collapsed first. Laura is an absolute trooper. Thank you so much for being here tonight. We've both been struggling with this, but we are here, and I hope the audience is enjoying this. Laura, let's go through these region by region, starting with the East Midlands.
Okay. So, usually this part of... Sam's laughing at me. Deep breath. Usually at this part of the show, it's not been very good because the regions have done so much, but then me and Mark have just kind of bumbled together like a few photographs, and I've read out a bit of a list. So what we've got for each region now is one graphic with everything that they've done that month. And I did expect that activity would be down this month because we had the PA camp over 3 days. And obviously a lot of people put a lot of effort into that, but it hasn't been down, and they've been out busy doing activism, cleaning up local areas, leafleting, getting out into the community and speaking to people, getting in the mainstream media. The regions have done such a good job this month. So this is the East Mid, and I won't read every word on it. You can obviously pause it and take a look if you want to. But obviously the East Mids came to the camp. They joined the West Mids and had their own campsite. There's some beautiful photographs here. Also, the barbecue on the bottom right was made by the regional organiser for the East Mids and some of the other people in his region as well. They've made their own barbecue, which I thought was brilliant. do you want to read out that bit in the middle, Mark?
That's what we do. We attended the National Camp and Hike, camping in a joint campsite with the West Midlands. Everybody brought food to feed each other, providing for 2 barbecues and 2 communal breakfasts, as well as the usual campfire conversation. We incorporated fitness activities into our camp with sports weightlifting on the Saturday evening after the hike. Very impressive. Anyone that does a 12-mile hike round the Great Ridge and Mam Tor and follows it up with weightlifting and sports, I take my hat off to them. Shall we move on to Eastern Region, Laura?
Yeah, just a couple of quick points at the bottom as well. They've brought on a lot of new members as well this month. They've also funded a lot of banners, which was good. They've done that themselves. And they've also said, if you've contacted the East Mids and not had a response, please can you check your spam folders? Because by now they have contacted everyone. So if you still haven't heard from them, it's probably in your spam folder.
Well, thank you very much. Eastern Region, what have they been up to, Laura? Or do you want me to go through it?
Yeah, let's take it in turns.
I'll do this one. Eastern Region have been busy with leaflet drops all over their region, including Essex and Bedfordshire. They have been obviously represented at the national camp. There I am with the guys from Eastern Region. We had a picture together, and they had an amazing hike and picnic around Epping, despite slightly overcast weather. And they were also some of the guys taking the drone footage of the camp. So they have been very busy. Is there anything you want to add, or shall I fire on, Laura, and we'll get through these regional reports?
No, I think that's it for Eastern.
Scotland, as ever, have been one of the busiest groups. They were out in force at the camp and had the best flags. They had a load of PA flags. And there, if you can see it, is me and Laura holding up one of those flags. Absolutely wonderful. Their fitness group has been growing. They have been preparing for Indigenous Peoples Day. They've been carrying out numerous activities. They've had 5 articles on the PA website. They have started releasing a monthly newsletter. They have appointed a finance officer. They have released the first 2 episodes of PA Young Scots, which is a podcast, and they have appointed and vetted new members. Anything you want to add, Laura, or do you want me to fire on?
Yeah, just I just have to add that photograph at the top, the one at the top of Mam Tart, it's actually a very special photo to me because that is my first photograph with baby Melia present. You see my bump, it's my first photograph with a bump. So that's quite a special photo for me. Obviously the first time that was visible in a photo was at the top of Mam Tart after hiking all that distance. But yeah, I love that photo and I'll treasure it.
And never underestimate Laura's commitment to this cause. Hiking to the top of Mam Tart whilst pregnant is pretty intense. She really, really is committed to this. And I don't think I've ever met another woman who has been that dedicated to this cause. So thank you, Laura, for all your hard work. We will move on to the Southwest. The Southwest attended the PA National Camp. They had good numbers there. They enjoyed it. And they forged strong bonds with other regions. The Southwest had its first community event this month. They were out. They were up and out before first light, catching some incredible footage for Indigenous Peoples Day and treated themselves to a full English breakfast afterwards. Their community's out again this weekend, and they really want to win the trophy. Looking forward to sharing their pictures soon and seeing what everyone has been up to. So there's some footage of them out leafleting. And they've got a hike planned for the middle of the August in Bristol. If you're interested in attending that, please email southwest@patrioticalternative.org.uk. And a business announcement too. Anna Claire and Jody Kay's new soap business is ready to launch this coming Tuesday, the 3rd of August. Join us when we go live at 7 p.m. on Jody's YouTube. I've got some of that soap. Mrs. Mark has got some. It is excellent. Is there anything you want to add, Laura?
No, I'm just excited to see the launch of their business. And yeah, we're going to be shopping there.
Superb. Well, here is the Welsh roundup. Due to popular demand, PA Wales is now active in North Wales. They have their first meeting in the north of the country. If you want to get involved in the new group, please email wales@patrioticalternative.org.uk. They've got a camping activity weekend planned for August in Aberystwyth. If you want to get in touch, again, wales@patrioticalternative.org.uk. They were at the camp. They've been leafleting in Swansea, and it was wonderful spending some time with them. And that country is very geographically separated. There is a distinct north and south. So now we have an active group in both the north and the south. Fantastic news. Anything you'd like to add, Laura, before we soldier on?
Just a lot of people have been asking for that for a long time, because obviously Wales is a country, so it's one of those regions where it's massive, and we're very active in South Wales, but if people wanted to get involved, it was a long way to travel. So now we're active in North Wales as well. Big moment for PA Wales. Well done to the RO and the team over there, and I'm excited to see them grow further.
Now we have, is this the... Which one's this? This is the West Midlands. This is the West Midlands. They visited Stafford Castle and played football. They purchased a drone for the media team. It took less than 2 hours to raise over £500, mainly thanks to generous donations. They did a leafleting and walk. They did a Licky Hills walk, then pub meet. Is this both of the Midlands or just the West?
This is West Mids, but the West banner Mids. Photo's got both on.
Yeah, they did an amazing banner drop at Telford. This was their main Telford event. It said 1,000 plus Telford girls raped by foreigners. Our leaders let it happen. There is a video out there. I've shared that on my channel. There's going to be a longer video produced. The editing is wonderful on that. Thank you guys for that. And their summary of the month is new members in July, restructured the media team and activist team, Staffordshire group out 3 times this month. Congratulations to Sarah and her husband on the arrival of their new baby, and created an official PA vlog for the summer camp hike. Well, thank you so much, guys. Anything you want to add, Laura, before we move on?
No, just a really strong month for the West Mids. Congratulations to Sarah and her husband. And the video that you guys saw at the start of this stream, that was created by the West Midlands as well. So, yeah, really strong group over there.
Okay, and finally, last but not least, Yorkshire. Yorkshire have appointed a fitness officer and had their inaugural fitness session. They were obviously heavily involved in the National Summer Camp and hike. They had a social event and meal in celebration of one of their members' birthdays and a day of leafleting, litter picking and social in East Yorkshire. And of course, Laura and Sam launched their excellent Monday night show, which takes place 7 p.m. every Monday, called Tea Time with Laura and Sam. It's a 90-minute show. Laura and Sam, do you want to actually say anything about this? Because obviously you're here on the stream, so if you want to say anything, say it now.
Do you want to say anything, Sam?
Tune in on Monday. It could be an interesting show if we're both ill.
He said tune. It could be an interesting show on Monday if we're both ill. But yeah, it's going really well. We've had really good figures so far. Obviously, we got suspended from YouTube, so we've had to start again. But yeah, we've had, I think, around 500 people watching per episode, and we're really enjoying it. So yeah, we hope we can just continue to grow it.
If you are ill on Monday, do you want me to do Tea Time with Mark and Sophia, where I struggle through 90 minutes of trying to keep my daughter entertained while sat at the computer?
You could read Where's Mrs. Bear.
Where's Mrs. Bear takes about 30 seconds. She's well beyond Where's Mrs. Bear. We're on to Noddy now. Noddy's her favourite. Noddy and Big Ears. They're the new favourite. Where's Mrs. Bear has been sadly lost to the mists of time. It is a Lift the Flap book, and those run out of mileage very quickly, I can tell you. So that is it for the main body of the stream, but we have your questions and answers. All of those that have super chatted and those who haven't super chatted, we will be reading these out now. And we do have some very important business to deal with. We have a very heavily voted on question, which is top of the questions. Do you want to, we'll do the paid super chats first and then we will do that question. Or do you want to do that? Do you want to do that business first, Laura? Do you want to do the heavily voted on one, or do you want to do the paid super chats?
I've just opened Entropy and seen what it is. Well, I don't mind, Mark. It's up to you.
Well, let's leave that. We'll do the paid super chats. We'll do it as we always do. Bailiff Basher gave $25. Thank you so much for your contribution. He said the Jewish Chronicle reports an article about a British Army cover-up in Palestine. How on earth do these people have the audacity to manifest themselves in our own affairs, then publish such lies? Well, that is quite scandalous. I'm going to post the link in there in the private chat to me and Laura. So, Laura, if you could post that in both the live chat so people can look up that link. Thank you so much, Bailiff Basher. The Inextinguishable gave £50. Thank you so much for the very generous super chat. He said, we will not be replaced, indeed. Redline gave $10 and said, sue the Electoral Commission. I would love to, but that would cost tens and tens of thousands of pounds, and I don't want to waste supporters and activists' money on that while we can still pursue the line that we are pursuing. But thank you so much for the donation. Redline gave another $5, thank you so much, and said, I believe you will win a lawsuit, if not in Britain, then in the European court. Well, we will speak to a solicitor about that. Thank you. Philip L. gave £30. Thank you so much. He said, cheers from Canada. Laura, drink cup after cup of hot water and you'll feel better in no time. Well, thank you so much for your generous super chat, Philip. Liam D. gave $3. Thank you so much. And he said, thoughts on the new British Union, a potential ally or a bunch of LARPers? Well, I've known Gary Rakes for years. He's a nice guy. I'm sure the people involved are very sincere and decent people. They're not exactly on the same page as us, but their supporters and members would be welcome at our events, providing they follow our code of conduct. And, you know, we wish me and many nationalist groups all the best. Gary's somebody that was very active in the BNP. He's a real troop, and it's good to know he's still involved in nationalism. British Gammon gave £25. Thank you so much, my friend. He says, please don't amend one single word of the PA plan to try to keep the Electoral Commission happy. Well, thank you, British Gammon. Thank you for your generosity. And I'm pretty sure that will be the consensus for most people in the chat tonight. Cyborg gave £25. Thank you so much. And he said, Mark, can you tell Kenny to remember the marshmallows tomorrow? Kenny, do not forget those marshmallows. Signwolf gave $10, thank you so much, and said, this is for Laura to buy some full-strength cough mixture. Thank you. Flying Dutchman gave $25. Thank you so much. And he said, a Rolling Stone doesn't gather moss. Well, thank you. Timmy Bobinson gave $3. Thank you so much. And said, will you be posting physique this year in Fascist Fitness? No pressure. People have seen the shape I'm in, and I would like to. I was all ready to, but I've had a couple of weeks off the gym because I haven't been well. Mrs. Mark wasn't well. I've been looking after Sophia. When I'm back in the gym, I'm going to really tone up, and I will be posting physique. So thank you for that, Timmy. Delta Troika gave Delta Troika 125, so I gave £5. Thank you so much. He said, no message, just a donation. Thank you so much. And Trish 65535 gave $25. Thank you so much. And said, thanks for all you do. Standing candidates as independent nationalists should be interesting. Everyone get well. Well, thank you so much. It seems to be the consensus amongst our people that we should stick to our guns and stand independent candidates. Now, we have had one question tonight. This is the most voted on question, and there's been several questions about this. I'll answer this once, then I'll read out the other questions. And before I answer this, well, I'm going to read the question first. It's from EnochPile14, and it says this. Hi, Mark. Could you please tell us what happened with Chris and why he keeps attacking you and PA? He's even started groiping the Ayatollah show. I'm not on Telegram, so I don't have a clue. Well, that question has been asked by several people, and it's been upvoted by far the most heavily upvoted question I think we've ever had on one of these streams. Now, people might know that Chris Mitchell, the guy who presented Patriotic Talk, has departed from PA. He has been relentlessly attacking us, spreading disinformation. And I think I speak for me and Laura. And Laura, please correct me if I'm wrong here, but we haven't spoken about this yet. I've not spoken about this on any of these streams. Laura hasn't spoken about it either. I have made a few comments on Telegram, and I've answered people's questions privately on Telegram because we wanted to keep this out of the public eye. But people are obviously asking about this quite a lot. So, Laura, are you happy for me to answer this?
Yeah, I am, because it's been going on for over a month now, and I know our policy is always like, no drama, just ignore it, don't respond to it, focus on the end goal, focus on work, but it's become such an obsession now that it's gone on for so long. I think maybe we just need to say, right, this is what happened, now can we draw a line under it? Now can we move on and continue working towards, you know, a future for our people? So I don't think there's any harm in answering once, but I don't want these streams to turn into, you know, a back and forth and drama and stuff.
Well, I'll give an overview of this, and then Laura can obviously give her opinions on this afterwards. Now, Chris was sacked as regional organiser some time ago. He was sacked for 3 acts of gross misconduct. The first act of gross misconduct was very early on in his tenure as Eastern Regional Organiser. He had a young lad at an event. That young lad was given several shots of hard liquor. I was not happy about this. The young lad was drunk. I don't want that kind of behaviour at our events. I didn't want to spoil the event for people there, but I spoke to Chris after it. A number of people spoke to him. And we said it was completely unacceptable. We realise he came from an EDL background where that kind of thing does happen. We don't want it happening. We think it's bad optics. And we certainly don't think that young lads should be doing things like that. Now, look, I was a 16-year-old lad once. I went out. I snuck beer. I bought beer with a fake ID. And I thought that was all great. But that's not what we want at PA events. He was given a warning for that. The second act of gross misconduct was turning up at multiple meetings, either drunk or hungover. We have very, very clear rules on the way that our regional organisers, our representatives, conduct themselves in public. They are seen as our regional faces. They are seen as people who are representatives of PA, and also in some way as leaders. And the fact is that when people turn up, they can't roll out of a car drunk. They can't be stinking hungover. They can't be in a mess from the night before. If you know you're at an event the next day, you can't sit up to 3 a.m. drinking 10 cans of Stella. That's not what we expect from our regional organisers. What you do in your free time, if you've got a free day the next day, within reason, is obviously it's up to you. But if you are drinking heavily before events and turning up worse for wear, it doesn't inspire hope. It doesn't inspire confidence from the activists. The third act of gross misconduct, and this was by far the most serious by a very long way, was Chris was asking people to lend him money. He was borrowing money off activists in the region, and he was going cap in hand to people, begging people for money. There was a particular woman that he was basically using as a unpaid taxi driver. She offered to drive him around and pick him up. He borrowed money off her. I had to ring her up and offer to repay that money to her that was taken off her card. He asked numerous other people. This wasn't just one report. There was multiple reports of him asking to borrow money off people in his region. Now, people know that Chris has had a problem with drinking. They know he smokes. He has a problem with gambling. And there are also allegations, which we'll come to later, that he has been using drugs. Now, if he's got money to spend on those things, he certainly shouldn't be borrowing money and selling people sob stories in his region. I didn't want to have to sack him. I didn't want to tell him that he couldn't be regional organizer anymore. People liked Chris. He was very good at presenting his show at one time. And we put our trust in him, but we had to remove him from that position. Later on, he was asked to take 3 months out from streaming, and he was asked to take 3 months out from streaming and to step back from PA altogether. And that was because he was spiraling. He had, again, 3 warnings about content on his stream, which was far too extreme, which painted us all in a bad light, which was causing us trouble. The first stream was a stream with Thomas Sewell. In that stream, he allowed his guests to advocate for banned groups. He allowed his guests to make threats of terrorism, threats of violence, and to repeatedly use racial slurs. We told him to remove the stream. We took the Patriotic Talk links off the PA website. We consulted a solicitor. We were not happy with that. There was a second stream. He held a Zuma night with a number of young men. On that stream, he twice repeated a joke. He claimed it was a joke about killing an ethnic minority. He twice said that. Again, that is completely against our rules. We told him that he had to remove that stream, and we said that was his final warning, a third strike, and he'd be asked not to stream anymore, and certainly not to represent PA. There was a third serious incident where he played footage of the Christchurch shooting. That is punishable by law in New Zealand, and it could be seen as glorifying terrorism, something which could have created real problems for himself, his co-hosts, and for PA. At this point, we asked him to take 3 months out. His co-hosts, Charlie and Natty, had decided previously not to stream with him anymore. Natty decided not to stream with him some time ago and left the show. Natty had been contacted by MI5. They were snooping around, asking about those particular streams, saying, would he like to say anything? Would he like to go in and give an interview? They asked about Chris. Natty then did not want to stream anymore. It was putting immense pressure on him, so he had to step back. He's no longer on PA streams because of Chris's actions. Charlie left the show for another reason, which I am going to come to now. Chris has had a number of problems in his personal life. Chris was dating a much liked member of this community. They had a year-long relationship, and they were engaged. Now, I've got no pleasure in talking about any of this, but Chris's behavior towards that woman has been absolutely appalling. The relationship soured around 6 months in, but they stayed together and they tried to make it work. Chris was drinking heavily, and the woman repeatedly asked him to leave. By 9 months into the relationship, they weren't sleeping in the same bed, and Chris's behavior was getting worse and worse. I tried to intervene. I spent hours on the deck. Every day on the phone to Chris. I checked on him every morning because he was depressed. I checked on his partner as well. I tried to mediate I asked him on numerous occasions to stop drinking. She asked me to ask him to stop drinking after there was some damage caused to her house because of his drinking. And eventually he agreed to stop drinking, and we were all very happy. We all supported him. But again, he then took up the drinking. This led to a final bust up. They were sleeping in separate rooms, and Chris was taking his partner's phone. A very unfortunate incident happened. She went to the bathroom. He went to check her phone behind her back. He read a message on it he didn't like, and he decided to confiscate her phone. He went to his bedroom. He took the phone with him and told her she couldn't have her phone back. He followed her in. She followed him into the bedroom to reclaim the phone, demanded it back, which is, of course, her right. At this point, he refused. She confronted him and tried to pull it out of his pocket. And during this altercation, he ended up striking her in the head. Now, I'm not saying Chris is a woman beater. I'm not saying that he set out to hit her, but he did, according to her, strike her in the head. Now, she fled the house. She had to sleep that night at her business premises. She rang me at 6:30 the next morning. She told me what had happened. She asked me to ring him straight away and get him out of her house. She said she didn't want to involve the police because she didn't want to embarrass PA. She didn't want to embarrass Chris. She just wanted it to end. She wanted it to be over, and she was happy that he was gone. And she said if he'd pay her the money he owed her, that would make her happy too, because he owed her a significant amount of money. At this point, Chris did leave the house. He got his mum to collect him, and he took her router and her phone chargers too, bearing in mind she was out of the house. And he also took the engagement ring that he bought her, although she did lend him money towards the cost of the engagement ring. And I warned him at the time that that was theft and he should return the ring because it was given as a gift and he shouldn't have taken that. I warned him about all this. And this is why Charlie left the show. This is why Charlie left the Patriotic Talk Show and refused to be his co-host anymore. Because when the relationship had ended, Chris then began ringing her, harassing her. At worst, he was calling her in excess of 400 times a day, sending her text messages, sending her emails. He was calling her business to the point where she had to disconnect the phone because it was filling up the answer machine. Her clients could hear the abuse he was leveling at her. He was threatening her. He was threatening to kidnap her cat. He was threatening to go round to her business and disrupt her work, to turn up in the street and film her. And this went on and on and on and on. And we all tried to stop it. We all tried to talk to him. We all tried to help him. We all stayed on the phone with him. Many of us, myself, Natty, Charlie, there was people in Scotland, Kenny being one of them, spent hours on the phone with him as well. Everyone pulled out all the stops to help him. And finally, Charlie said to him, if you do this anymore, I'm not being your co-host. He carried on doing it. He carried on sending videos to her, leaving her these voicemails, so Charlie wouldn't be on the show anymore. And unfortunately, after this, it still continued. He carried on. And things got even darker on Wednesday of this week when he sent numerous messages to people threatening her with revenge porn, trying to blackmail her with threats of revenge porn. This is absolutely beyond the pale. This is something that I do not want to be associated with. She still hasn't gone to the police because she doesn't want any embarrassment. She doesn't want her name in the paper. She doesn't want this trouble. I don't want this trouble. I didn't want to talk about this trouble tonight. I didn't want to taint an otherwise good stream with this nonsense. But he keeps pushing this. People in the community know. And it is unfortunate. When he left, he has attacked us. Numerous people have come forward. He owes lots of people money that he hasn't paid back. He was borrowing money off people left, right, and center, people in the gaming groups, activists in the Groiper groups. All of them lent him money. He hasn't paid any of them back. And to add insult to injury, there are allegations that he has been using drugs. One young lad has come forward and said that Chris gave him a bag of cannabis. Chris has admitted this. There are text messages where he's admitted this. He said he gave him the bag, but Chris said the kid asked for it. The kid has said he didn't ask for it, and it was pushed upon him by Chris. None of this is what PA is about. That is the truth of the matter. There's other stuff that's a lot worse that we're not going to talk about. We could go into a lot more depth. I've tried to wrap this up as quickly as possible. I don't want anyone going out there and harassing Chris over this. I just want it to be over. I just want it to be done. That's the truth. And usually when I say that's the truth, I ask you to trust me. But I'm not asking you to simply trust me. There are voice recordings of his threats. There are screenshots of him threatening the revenge porn. And if you don't take my word for it, that is your prerogative. But these screenshots are in Charlie Big Potato's protection. He's got them all. He's got the screenshots. He's got the recordings. He's got everything that Chris has done, actual hard evidence. So if you don't trust me, if you don't trust my word, that's your prerogative. But go and speak to Charlie. Charlie will happily share those screenshots or those voice recordings. The threats were terrible. The attempted blackmail was terrible. And calling somebody 400 times a day so they can't even answer their business phone, that's not something we want to be associated with. And through all that, we tried to help him. We tried to help him. We did not kick him out. We did not expel him. We said he needed to take a 3-month break to get his head straight and stop the Fed posting. Now, Laura, I've said that. I'd like you to add your thoughts on this because you've been privy to all of this as well.
Yeah, I'm struggling a little bit at the moment, so I'll keep it short. But everything that Mark has just said is true. And Chris has been on a very self-destructive downward spiral for a long time now. He has issues with addiction. Obviously, we had to remove him as regional organizer because of the way that he was treating people and the way that he was presenting himself. But we didn't actually kick him out of PA. You know, we didn't say, you're done, leave. We said, you need to take 3 months away to work on yourself, to get better, to sort through your problems, to hit the gym, you know, just to get over these problems that you're facing. And his response to us saying, take 3 months off and sort yourself out, was for him to just become... He quit PA and he ran straight into the arms of our enemies, and he began spreading all of these lies about PA, threatening to destroy PA, spreading lies about Mark. I'm going to be honest and say I've never really been that close to Chris, but I know that Mark was close to Chris, and Mark was offering him so much support, sometimes a couple of hours worth of phone calls every single day to try and help him get over his problems. And to see Chris just throw all that in Mark's face and just basically start telling lies about him and threaten to destroy PA, I think it's disgusting. I'm going to be honest and say I've just completely lost all respect for Chris. I used to think that his heart was in the right place and he was a good guy. But over the last few months, I think he's become a very nasty, obsessive person. You know, some of the messages that I've seen him write about people have just been vicious. And he just lies constantly. And he seems completely shameless in his lies as well. And it's a shame. And I hope that he does just, you know, take a step back from all of this drama, and go and sort himself out. Because at the minute, he does seem obsessed. You know, I actually unfollowed him on Telegram because his feed is just drama, drama, drama from the minute he wakes up to the minute he goes to bed. And me and Mark have not responded to anything over the last month. There's nothing on my channel. There's nothing on Mark's. There's nothing on any official PA channel, our website or anything. We've just tried to ignore it all and focus on the end goal, which is the survival of our people. But it's constant. And I think people are starting to ask questions because Chris was such an integral part of PA. He was one of us. He was our friend. But unfortunately, you know, he's planted his flag in the sand now, and he's become somebody that we don't want to be associated with. And I think that I don't think the person that he is at the moment is a good person. And I don't think that he's a good fit for PA. I think he's turned into a very nasty, bitter person. And, you know, maybe in time he'll be able to sort himself out. But at the moment. I mean, I, as an individual, I will never work with him again because of the way that he's treated people. And it's just a shame that it's happened. But that's the truth. You know, that's what's happened with Chris over the last few months. And I think now we've told our side of the story, it's time to draw a line under it. We're not going to be getting into discussions and back and forwards and debates and drama. That's it. We've said our piece. Now we're going to get back to work because PA is a serious organisation.
Well, thank you, Lauren. I just want to add one thing. I personally lent Chris Mitchell £400. Now, he did pay that back. And every single lemon that was donated when we were using the channel that Chris, Natty and Charlie built, every lemon went to Chris. And I was happy for it to go to Chris because I knew that he was having problems and I wanted to help him. I did spend hours every day on the phone to him. I remember he rang me one Saturday morning. I was driving to a petting zoo with Mrs. Mark and Sophia. And I spent the entire journey there talking to him on the phone through his problems while I should have been spending time with my family. When we have people in this community that need help, we do our best to help them, our very best, whether that's financially, whether it's helping people with their fitness, whether it's sitting gaming with somebody because they need a friend, whether it's listening, whether it's going and visiting somebody, whether it's getting somebody out on a hike so they get a bit of fresh air, we do our best. Whether it's doing the CVs for people. And we do that because we want to build a good community. And sometimes we have to make a difficult decision. And this was a difficult decision. But if somebody that we care about is not making progress, if somebody that we care about is harming the group and will not reform, regardless of the money, the love, the attention, the guidance we're giving them, we unfortunately have to draw a line under that and say, this person is damaging our group. And even though we want to help them, the good of the group as a whole is more important than that one person. And unfortunately, that is why we had to ask him to take 3 months out. And his response to taking 3 months out was to go to our enemies, to start fraternizing with people who do smears and attacks on people in nationalist circles. He went there because he was bitter that we asked him to take 3 months out. We didn't ask him to leave. We didn't kick him out. We said we'd still be there for him. But because of the nature of those streams and the things that he was involved in and his harassment of his ex and his demand that if she wasn't kicked out, he wouldn't come to events and he would stop supporting us. I don't bow to those kind of demands. If you date somebody in the movement and you break up, well, you chose to date them. And if you see them at events in the future, you have to be polite to them. That's what adults do. You cannot blackmail us. You cannot have people removed from the movement because they don't want to sleep with you. Unfortunately, it led to this. And we want to move on now. We want to draw a line under this. Myself and Laura are completely united on this. And I just want to repeat one final thing. If you doubt any of this, if you think this isn't true, I'm not going to play the voice notes here. I'm not going to do screen shares of the threats of revenge porn. I'm not going to do any of that. But if you want to see them, you can speak to Charlie. Charlie will show you them. Because I've had activists, I've had supporters ringing me now for weeks wanting to be put straight about this. And this is putting it straight. So I hope this draws a line under it and we can move on. Are you happy now, Laura?
I would just like to say one thing. To anyone who's listening and thinking that Mark has been too harsh, Mark has actually been too kind and too patient. And it went on for a lot longer than it had to because Mark was too patient and too kind. And I was actually saying to Mark way before he did, just sack it off, just get rid of it because it's causing too much problems. And Mark was determined to help Chris. And in the end, he had no choice. We had to say, okay, you need to step away. But I just want to get that through because I think Mark sometimes comes across as the bad guy. But a lot of us were saying to Mark, you need to just sack this off. We need to just move on from him. And Mark tried and tried and tried to help him, but in the end was unable to.
Well, thank you. We're going to draw a line to this now, and we're going to end with the last few paid super chats and the other questions. The 14 words asked, when is the Sir Collett versus Degenerate Destiny debate? Well, I'm debating Destiny on August the 20th. Hopefully it will be good. VM asked, considering we report on a lot of anti-white attacks happening in the UK, could PA set an initiative to support the victims and their families? Well, we are here to support victims and their families. If people would like us to reach out to people, we will do. I am actually in touch with a girl. I'm not going to give her name, and I have offered her support. I've said that we're here as an organization if she needs our help. We're already doing that in the background. Kelt said, celebrities. Which celebrities do you like, and how can PA have more celeb mentions us and talk about our policies? You know what? I don't want to say the celebrities I actually like, because if I do, they'll have to disavow me. What do you think, Laura? Are you going to tempt fate by mentioning celebrities you like?
Well, everyone knows what happened when I said something nice about Yorkshire tea. They ended up disavowing me. So, but yes, celebrities I like. I like Sean Bean. I think Sean Bean is our guy. He might disavow me now.
He won't be now, will he?
We've got Morrissey. Morrissey's our guy.
Yeah, I mean, I like a few celebrities. It's probably safer to mention somebody like in America or Japan or somebody like that. I'm just not saying because they're going to have to disavow. It'll be awful. And also, if I mention celebrities, I like a few streamers, you see. I watch competitive gaming, and there are a few streamers that I enjoy watching, and I know. I like Mel Gibson. I'll give you that. Mel Gibson. How about that? Mel Gibson. I love Mel Gibson. I'm going to end it there. Timmy Bobinson said, is there a confirmed date you'll be posting physique? Soon, my friend, soon. What Tyler said, do you think this... it's a question about Chris again. We've answered that one, my friend. Thank you. He said, do I think the people that Chris is working with are working for the state? Some of them definitely are. They do nothing but smear nationalists. Here's my perspective on nationalists that smear nationalists. There are so many groups out there today. There's PA, there's Britain First, there's For Britain, there's the BNP, there's the NF, there's the British Movement, there's the New British Union. And I'm probably missing out a few groups there that haven't immediately jumped to my mind. They're the biggest groups off the top of my head. There's still the remainder of UKIP. There's still Generation Identity. There are numerous groups out there you can get involved in. If you're sat on the internet, not involved in any of those groups, and all you do is criticize all of those groups, and you're not starting your own group, you're most likely a Fed. That's my opinion. If you can't join one of the dozen British nationalist groups out there, or English nationalist groups, or Welsh or Scottish nationalist groups, or identitarian groups, if none of those groups meet your needs, but you're not starting your own group, it is likely you're a Fed, because you're just sat there on the sidelines complaining and throwing dirt at people. That is my opinion. Anything else to add to that, Laura?
I think if that's the best that the state has to offer, then that's a bit of a white pill, because they're the most effeminate, unlikable, thick people I've ever encountered on the internet.
Well, thank you. And people always think we're good cop, bad cop, but the plot twist is Laura's the bad cop. She's the mean one. I'm the one with the soft center. Laura's 100% the one who goes in hard every time. VM asked, why isn't Laura in an ICU telling everyone to get jabbed? Jokes aside, hope you get better soon. Well, thank you, VM. Laura, you're not taking the jab, are you?
No, well, I wasn't going to take it before I got pregnant, but now I'm pregnant, I definitely am not going to take it, because I think the risk for somebody of my age and health is there's more of a risk from the vaccine than there is from COVID. And I have flu at the moment. I did actually do a COVID test because my friend works in with vulnerable adults in the mental health sector. She has to take them all the time. She gave me a test and my test came back positive for having COVID. But I don't feel that bad. I just feel I have a cough and I feel a little bit weak. But I reckon in a few days I'll be okay. And I think going through this is nicer than having the jab and, you know, potentially having a stroke, a blood clot, heart attack, all that kind of stuff. I just don't want to risk it. And also, they don't know the long-term effect for the baby yet. I know people have had the vaccine and given birth and the baby's been fine, but will the baby be okay in a year? Will the baby be okay in 5 years? I just don't know. So my personal choice is not to have the vaccine, but do your own research.
Well, I concur. I'm not taking the vaccine. Mrs. Mark isn't, and Sophia certainly isn't. We're not taking it. And obviously people know now that Mrs. Mark tested positive for it. I didn't test positive. I tested negative for it. But I will say this, I would much rather get a disease and build a natural immunity to it than I would take an untested mRNA jab. But again, do your own research. It's well, your life.
That's a funny thing, because Sam's test was negative and mine's positive. And you would think, like, we sleep in the same bed, we use the same utensils, we use the same bathroom. Do you know what I mean? You would think that if one of us had it, we'd both had it.
Test of bullshit or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's almost like the tests don't work. But yeah.
Didn't you hear today what happened? Somebody sent me a video and they actually tested Red Bull, and Red Bull tests positive for COVID with one of those instant COVID antigen tests.
Yeah, somebody told me that it does with Coca-Cola as well. It comes back positive. So,
well, there you have it. My trusty Red Bull had COVID all along. But you know what? That's still not going to put me off. Ethel Red the Ready said, do you think the infighting we are seeing within UK dissident right now will have an adverse effect on PA? No, I don't. We've addressed that tonight. An Englishman said, hi, Mark. Any plans to get Anglofolk or the Woodlander on PWR to discuss practical nationalism? Yes, that's a good idea. I will look into that. 007 said, would you consider Mr. Jones for Film Club based on a true story about Gareth Jones, a Welsh journalist who travelled to the USSR and accidentally discovered the Holodomor in the Ukraine? Yeah, I would if we vote on it. This month looks like it's going to be This Is England, though. Laura David simply said, hello. Well, hello. Kenny Smith said, will PA Scotland retain the title for the best photo on WLM Day? We shall see, Kenny. And Andy Jacobs said, will PA be releasing financial accounts this year? We are registered with Companies House. We will release all of our accounts when we have to through the correct channels, through accountants, via Companies House, as we are registered to do so. Summer Lee gave $5. Thank you so much. And thank you for all you do. I always look forward to these streams. I love all of you. Hang in there, Laura. Hope you feel better soon. Well, thank you, Summer. Earthworm Jim, fantastic name, gave $3. Thank you so much. And said, will you invite Martinez Perspective on one of your shows? Martinez is not friends with No White Guilt, and he obviously, we had a clash there for PWR, so sadly not. Stan Wong gave £25, thank you so much, and said, onwards and upwards, hail PA. Well, thank you very much. And finally, Top Cat Redux gave £10, thank you so much. And he said, my favourite guest was Charlie Big Potatoes. He was a very good guest, but I can't pick favourites between the Patriarch and Charlie. That would be very unfair. They both brought a lot to the table tonight. So thank you to everyone who donated. And that brings us to the end of the show. Laura, do you have any final thoughts before we wrap things up?
Just as usual, thanks for being here. I hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks to everyone who contributed and everyone who moderated the stream as well. And I'll be back on Monday evening at 7 o'clock with Sam for Tea Time with Sam and Laura, episode 3. And that's on this DLive channel and my personal Odyssey channel. So be well and have a nice weekend, and enjoy the PA event if you're attending a PA event this weekend. And I'll see you again on Monday.
Well, thank you so much. We have the figures in from Sven Longshanks. We had, let me just bring them up. They are in my Telegram. I just minimized the window. We had 558 watching on audio on Radio Albion, 1,298 watching on video on Radio Albion. We had 46 on Entropy. We had nearly 430 on DLive, and 198 at our peak on Odyssey. So just over 2,500 watching tonight. Really good numbers. Thank you so much if you tuned in. Thank you to Laura. Thank you to the Patriarch. Thank you to Charlie Big Potatoes. Thank you to everyone who donated so generously. We have a final donation from Earthworm Jim, $3. He said, fair enough. Thanks for being honest. Thank you so much, Earthworm Jim. And thank you to all those who donated so generously. Honestly, from the bottom of my heart, this is what allows us to keep doing what we're doing. We appreciate this so much. But most of all, thank you to everyone who's been part of this community. Thank you to everyone who stuck by us. And thank you to everyone who's been active this month. The camp was a great success. I'm hoping White Lives Matter Day will be too. We'll be back on Sunday for our Warzone tournament exclusive on Odyssey. I'll be putting an announcement up on my Telegram now of how to join for that, so you can make sure you can be involved. Have a great evening, everyone. I hope to see you all soon. I hope to see you on Sunday. And if I don't, I'll be back for PWR on Wednesday. And before that, hopefully Laura and Sam will still be alive on Monday to do Tea Time with Laura and Sam. Thank you so much, and I wish you all a good night.